Hello, and welcome to Connecting You to You Radio, where we tune in to receive the messages of health and well-being that are being broadcast from the soul. I'm your host, Lisa Warner, author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing. I show you how to heal your body naturally by combining your body's innate intelligence with the wisdom of your own soul, so that you can break through the mental programming of limiting beliefs that cause disease and make healing your body and changing your life simple. Welcome to another Lunch with Lisa. I am Lisa Warner. I am the author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing. It's the book I wrote after I healed myself from cancer without any medical intervention whatsoever. And if I can do that, you can do that too. Why? Because it's our divine design. Our bodies are designed to heal themselves naturally and automatically. But they cannot heal themselves if we are not in our bodies. So today's topic is, are you in your body? Because most people are actually not in their bodies. We are souls, non-physical beings, beings of pure consciousness. But we have incarnated into physical bodies. So the idea is that we have a body and that we get the soul to come into the body so that the soul is operating the body. However, we have these minds that have been configured in very, very unnatural ways. We have been taught to think in very unnatural ways. Our minds are programmable, and our minds are constantly being filled with external stimuli. And when that external stimuli is upsetting, or traumatizing, or fear-inducing, we feel that pain. The body is the part of us that feels. This is why we come into physical experience, so that we can actually feel, have tactile experiences, somatic experiences with these bodies. But we don't like to feel pain. We don't like to feel fear. We don't like to feel guilt and shame and, you know, worry and anxiety and, like, oh my gosh, what's happening next? We don't like that. None of us enjoy feeling those things. So when we start to feel those things, we actually step out of the body. We start operating back in the non-physical realms. We start operating in our mind. We start looping those thought patterns. We start to do anything we can to kill the pain. Right? We self-medicate, we have, you know, there's alcohol and psychedelics and, you know, all different kinds of ways. Just watching TV, movies, you know, immersing ourselves and just reading books, or, and there's nothing wrong with those. Like, I'm not denigrating those things. I'm just saying these are things that we do to escape feeling, to escape our bodies. But most of us, I certainly didn't know, most of us are never actually fully in our bodies. And if we are not fully in the body, we can't heal the body. Because what's wrong, quote unquote, with the body to begin with, is that the soul is not in there. Body, mind, and soul are one thing. One thing. But we have been separated into body, mind, and soul as three completely different things. We have been taught that the mind is king, the intellect is the king. Get educated. If you don't have that piece of paper, well, you're never going to make anything of yourself. You need that piece of paper. You have to go to college. You have to get a diploma. You need to educate yourself. How much of that information, out of all the years of education, how much of that was actually useful? How much of it was actually practical? What percentage do you think was actually helpful? Okay, so if our minds have been filled with all kinds of relatively useless information, and every day our minds are being filled with, look over here, this next imminent disaster, oh my gosh, killer something on the loose, blah. Our minds are being filled with trauma and drama every day. When we look out into the world, it's pretty upsetting to look out there and see all of the just horrific stuff going on out there. And all of that stuff serves to separate the soul, who and what we are, from the physical experience. So when we have a body without a soul, there's a problem. And the body is not the problem. The fact that the soul is not in the body, is not even connected to the body, a lot of the time, well, can't say it's not connected because it always is. However, we are really not fully connected, body, mind, and soul. Most of us are just simply living in the mind, and we ignore the body until it reaches out and says, knock, knock, hello, are you coming home? Are you coming back? And the way it says, hello, knock, knock, are you coming back? It sends us a somatic pain signal. It'll send us a signal that it's uncomfortable. Anxiety is one of the primary things. The body going, hello, where did everybody go? Like, I'm hanging out here. What am I supposed to do without the soul, without the full consciousness? We just leave our bodies to their own devices. We feel, for the most part, the majority of humanity at this point is just filling the mouth with whatever fillers we can, since the food supply has been so compromised and most of the foods that we eat aren't even actually food. The body goes, I don't know what to do with this. So, and all of this happens when we are not present in our bodies. Getting back in the body is number one priority when you're trying to heal. If there is something going on with your body, if your body is sending you signals of distress, your body is literally sending the SOS signals to you, the soul. But the mind has been trained to go, oh my God, there's something wrong with my body. Let me go find an expert. Let me go find somebody to fix it. Let me find somebody to tell me what's wrong with my body. And then they can fix it. They'll find a pill. There's a pill for that. There is no pill for getting your soul back in your body. Like, that's just the way it is. And if you are not fully present in your body, you cannot heal your body. This is just truth. So how do you get back in your body? Well, you have to make peace with your body. You have to start trusting your body. You have to start loving all parts of yourself, including your body. You have to start recognizing yourself as the soul, the infinite, eternal being of light, the pure consciousness of you, and differentiate that from your mind, the part that's just been programmed, and then we just believe whatever we think, and we've been taught what to think, so we believe what we're taught, and then that, whatever that is, becomes our reality. Okay? Proof. Look around your reality and notice that every single thing you believe to be true, you will witness in your reality. If you do not believe that something is true, it will not be in your reality. Your reality is completely unique to you, and it is filled with your belief systems. Your reality is reflecting your beliefs. And because we've all been taught what to believe, we simply all live basically similar realities. And then we go, see, this is all true. War is inevitable. Disease and death and aging, these are all inevitable. These are inevitable facts. No, they're actually not. So, getting back into your body, making peace within, is actually how you heal. It doesn't come from a pill, and nobody else can do it for you. All healing is self-healing. It's not about healing your body. There's nothing wrong with your body. Your body's doing exactly what it's designed to do. It's about healing yourself, bringing body, mind, and soul back into oneness, clearing out all the distorted beliefs that we have been taught, clearing out the trauma from your energy field. Because where we're carrying trauma, shame, blame, fear, doubt, guilt, anger, resentment, all of those negative energies, negative emotions, the stuff we're trying to avoid by getting out of our body, all of those things are what's taking up valuable real estate in ourself. Those things don't belong to any of us. And if those things are inhabiting our bodies, if those darknesses are inhabiting our bodies, then we, the grand beings of light, are not inhabiting our bodies where the darkness is. So it's incumbent upon each and every one of us to start healing those wounds, to start clearing out the darkness, and get our light shining again. Get our souls back into the body. Because when you are in your body is filled with light and love, because light and love is who and what we are as souls. You and your body are designed to work as this incredible vehicle of divinity. You are divine. You are sacred. Your body is sacred. It's a temple that houses the soul. But that's not how we are treated here on this planet at this time. So the external world treats us like cattle, like meat suits. Okay, the only way we can heal is to go within. Source our healing, source our well-being. The soul is the well-being. The soul is always well. The soul is always in divine union with God, source, universe, whatever word you wish to use. There's nothing wrong with you as the soul ever. And there's nothing wrong with your body ever. It's always working exactly the way it's designed to work. The sticky wicket is the programming that we've received. All the traumas of the past and the present. And the ones that are being projected into our futures. Bah! We don't have to manifest any of those things. And it's up to each one of us to clear them out. But we have to do it by getting our soul into the body. We have to start loving our body. So how do we get the soul back into the body? We have to start paying attention to the body. We have to start loving it. We have to start trusting it. We have to stop throwing our bodies under the bus. Like, oh my God, I'm so fat. Oh my God, what's wrong with me? Oh my God, I got this pain over here. We have to stop doing that. We have to stop denigrating the body. We have to start understanding it. And we have to start being the divine beings that we are. We have to start treating ourselves and our bodies as sacred. Getting back into your body. Get outside and ground. Get your bare feet on the ground and pay attention to what you feel when your feet touch the ground, the warm grass or the warm sand. Start paying attention to what your body feels. The warm sun on your face. The breeze caressing your skin, the water supporting you if you're floating. Notice all the different sensations that you can feel with your body. Beautiful sensations. The pain, the fear, the doubt, the guilt, those are actually in our minds. They're held in the DNA, they're held in the body, but they're generating from the mind because we haven't cleared those things from our bodies. We try to avoid thinking about the past traumas. We avoid thinking about what's going on in our bodies if we're feeling negative energies. So it's time for us to wrangle that mind back into under control and start being the soul and start getting our souls back in our bodies. Breathing consciously is one of the quickest and easiest ways to start getting yourself back into your body. Start noticing your body. Take 3 or 4 conscious breaths, watching the breath come into the body, filling the body, moving the breath through your body, moving it all the way out to the ends of your fingers, moving it all the way down through your hips, your legs, down into your toes, your feet. Consciously connect with your body. Start getting yourself back into your body. If you are looking to heal, this is perhaps the number one thing that has to happen. And there is no other being in all of creation that can get you back into your body. You are the only one that can do it. All healing is self-healing. It's about healing the self. And you are the only one who knows what's going on inside. You're the only one who knows what traumas you're still carrying. You're the only one who knows what energies need to be cleared out, what old thought patterns, what loops are happening in your mind that need to be stopped. You're the only one that can do it. All healing is self-healing. And it's about getting all parts of yourself back into wholeness, back into love. Everything is created from love. You are a being of love and light. When you start allowing yourself to feel the love and light you are in your body, that's when the healing happens. I hope this has been helpful to you. If you'd like help getting back into your body, please feel free to reach out. You can find me at lisa@connectingyoutoyou.com. Hope this was helpful. Until next week, get yourself back in your body. Because you can. You're the only one that can. Till next time, create for yourselves a great week. Because you can. You have the ability. Bye for now. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Connecting You to You Radio. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with your friends. Are you ready to discover more about how simple healing your body can actually be when you do it from the higher wisdom of your soul? To learn more about what I do and how you can work with me, visit connectingyoutoyou.com and get on my mailing list to be the first to know about my latest offerings. If you'd like to interact with me on Facebook, please join my group, Soul Sourced Healing. Check the show notes below for these links and more. I hope to see you again next time on Connecting You to You Radio.